The sixth president of the United States, John Quincy Adams, once said, quote, "The birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior." But today, many are trying to dissolve that indissoluble link in the courts, in the government, and perhaps above all, in our nation's state schools.
I've traveled around the country for several years and visited campuses and spoke on campuses.
Dr. Jim Nelson Black is author of Free Fall of the American University.
There's a concerted agenda by the faculty and administrators in particular to change the way students think, to take away their foundational beliefs in their country, in the values of Western civilization, and certainly their belief in God.
Despite protesting to the contrary, universities lack tolerance and an appreciation for the First Amendment.
Dr. Mike Adams should know. He has been an associate professor of criminology at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington since 1993, where, as a conservative Christian, he has butted heads with the school's administration.
You know, you have the head of a university who refuses to call a Christmas tree a tree when she decorates it. All of a sudden, we have a campus calendar that for years had, we had a day off in the spring called Good Friday. They rip it off. People are, oh, separation of church and state, separation of church and state. When I was a kid, 10 or 11, I was baptized, but I fell away from Christianity my very first semester of college. I was in a band. I supported myself for 4 years, hair down to about here. It's kind of funny. The lifestyle just drove me, you know, further away from God, from to where agnosticism was not enough. I had to slam the door and declare myself to be an atheist. It was just really driven by anger and also by a desire to live free of constraints.
But after witnessing a savage prisoner beating and interviewing victims of horrifying abuse at a prison in Ecuador while on a teaching exchange, Mike Adams' atheism suddenly melted away.
I remember audibly saying I was wrong. I actually had an exact moment where I just renounced atheism, and I said I will never, ever go back to that again, because I realized when you cast your eyes upon absolute evil, it kind of proves that there's something that's good. The shadow proves the sunshine, as C.S. Lewis was fond of saying.
As he went on to become a Christian and become publicly vocal about his change in worldview to a biblical perspective and the politics that flowed from it, he began to encounter professional roadblocks.
Before I became a conservative activist, I was given several teaching awards in 1996, one of the top 50 professors in spot evaluations, student evaluations. 1998, the Greeks gave me Professor of the Year at UNCW, Office of Dean of Students, gave me that award in 2000.
He's by far the best professor I've had here at UNCW. He makes the subject matter practical, which is hard for some professors to do.
He's just one of those professors that has just such a great attitude going into it, and even though our class is Tuesday nights for 3 hours, it's complete blessing to go to class and be able to have a professor talk to you, make somewhat boring subjects completely interesting.
But in 2006, Mike Adams was denied promotion to a full professorship by his state university, despite his teaching awards and tenure.
I asked the reasons why, and a letter was given to me by one of the defendants that said I was deficient in all areas, including teaching.
Adams filed a discrimination suit against the school, which is wending its way through the courts. The University of North Carolina, Wilmington, declined to discuss the case on camera, saying it's not the school's practice to discuss ongoing litigation. In the lawsuit, he is being represented by the Alliance Defense Fund, co-founded by Dr. D. James Kennedy.
It is a strange irony that in the early 1990s, I used to turn on Dr. James Kennedy on Sunday mornings when I wasn't going to church with a screaming hangover, and I would scream at Dr. Kennedy, and I would actually hurl profanities at the screen. And sometime around that time, he establishes the Alliance Defense Fund. Later on, I have a religious conversion and a political conversion, denied promotion, and my representation is the Alliance Defense Fund. And so it's been just really, really fantastic. It's all come full circle.
Despite the barriers he's encountered, Mike Adams continues to write his widely read column at townhall.com and to speak out on hot-button issues like the biblical view on abortion and homosexuality, drawing vehement opposition in the process.
I have some memorable protests. A big profane sign was placed on a wall at UMass Amherst, and I saw that. This was bad. After the shock wore off, I said, this is going to be funny. We're going to go find the people that put up the sign. Were they upstairs? They were upstairs with signs, or so I thought. And I approached them, and it was the local Amherst Communist Party. And they're going crazy. And they all had pro-abortion signs because the speech was about abortion. I said, why did you welcome a guest with an F-bomb? And they said, it wasn't us. They said, it was the Coalition Against Hate. That's gold.
Political correctness is a way of silencing traditional thought. It's a way of telling conservatives, you may not think that on this campus, and it's being used all across the country.
But though his stand for Christian values in a state university may have impeded his professional advancement, Mike Adams says that standing up for Christ's lordship over every area of life has been more than worth it.
And what people need to understand when they stand up is that the very process of being involved in these battles, that's the very thing that our forefathers fought for. And in the process of fighting and standing up for what's true, you not only can live with yourself and have a life that's more meaningful, but you can also influence generations to come.